For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a reality that I had not really thought about with Minnesota Golden Gopher football until it hit me last night. So last night, I'm doing Fox 9 Sports Now with the Mod Hicks, and we're talking Vikings football, Twins baseball. We get into Gopher football. And I know that every Minnesotan by now has heard that the Big Ten, every single team won their opener, season opener, except for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who lost 19-17 to North Carolina at the bank. Because it's still called the bank. It's not TCF,
yeah,
and now
it's a different bank.
That's Huntington right. Bank. So as we're doing the TV show last night, Ahmad puts me on the spot. And he asked me, or he revealed to me, because I didn't know what the over-under was with Vegas. He said the over-under for Minnesota Golden Gopher football was 4.5. And I was like, what? 4.5? And so I was like, because they played 12 games. I was like, oh. He's like, you going over or under? And I was like, oh, I'm going over. He's like, really? You going over? I was like, yeah, 4.5? Because you would think Gopher football, yes, you're going to win 5 games. Even if you end up 5-7 or whatever, you're going to win, you know, you're going over, right? So I hadn't even really thought about it, and I was really gobsmacked that it was that low. Well, when I investigated and take a closer look at things.
I'm doing that now.
So seriously, and I'm not saying this to troll. I'm not saying this to start a fire PJ chant or anything like that, whatever. I got no whatever. No issues there. There is a possibility, looking at their schedule, and I am not joking, there is a possibility that the Minnesota Golden Gophers go winless in the Big Ten. Winless. Their schedule, they face Rhode Island this weekend. Then after that, Nevada.
Both at home.
Both at home. Then you face Iowa to kick off the Big Ten at home. Then you got Michigan. Then you got USC, UCLA on the road, Maryland, Illinois, Rutgers, Penn State, Wisconsin. We know that the Big Ten, the big bad Big Ten, because it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. The Minnesota Golden Gophers potentially could go winless in the Big Ten. Now, I'm not saying that this should happen. I'm not saying that it will happen. But if, and I'm just not going to fall into believing that the Gophers are going to go winless. But if the Gophers were to go winless in the Big Ten, I don't think you're sitting here with the same coach. I just don't. I don't think you'd be able to sell that to your fan base.
It'd be tough.
That would be tough to sell, especially in years in which they've underachieved. He's gotten a raise. So
last year being one of them.
And I'm not on the fire PJ bandwagon or anything like that. That's not the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is, I think that right now, this program. It's stuck. We're in neutral. Actually, I shouldn't even say neutral, because if you don't win a Big Ten game, then you're regressing.
You're in reverse.
So I can't even say neutral. Do I think that this team, this program, is going to go winless in the Big Ten? No. I think they find a way. But I think that you agree with me, though, Dave, just by what it sounds like your last comment. if they do go winless in the Big Ten, and let's say they beat Rhode Island, which they should. I don't even know anything about Rhode Island, but it's Rhode Island. Nevada, don't know what they have. If they were to go winless after that the rest of the way, you're probably looking at a new coach. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think you're looking at...
Or do you think he's done enough in his time here to say, we'll run it back?
Well, I mean, if you go winless...
I don't know who you go get.
That's
tough. That's a tough sell.
Yeah, that's really tough. I mean, even if you use the nice words and say that the program is stuck in neutral, you've got a conference that has been building and building and teams that have it in full gear, man. They are in drive. And now you're looking at who you added, USC. They just took out LSU on the road, I believe, right?
Yep.
It was at LSU.
Neutral site game.
Or neutral. Yeah, that's right. A neutral site game.
Yep.
But still.
You're not facing Oregon this year.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Who's the third-rated team in the country.
Yes, exactly. I mean, just look at it. You're not going to beat Michigan.
No.
Especially in the Big House.
No.
You're probably not going to beat Penn State, even though you have them at home. We know what happens against Wisconsin. You're probably not going to be USC, even though that's at home.
Iowa, not from what we saw yesterday from USC.
Yeah, exactly. Iowa, does Iowa play offense this year? I don't know.
Do they need to?
I mean, really?
I mean, seriously.
I mean, yeah, it'll be a low-scoring game. Maybe you get another fair catch thing and something happens. But, you know, you're looking at games against what? You know, Maryland, Illinois,
Maryland's
Rutgers.
Maryland's better than we are right now.
Yeah, I mean, these games are at best coin flips, right? So what's better? You know, what's a better chance? The Gophers go winless or they win four in the Big Ten? Four out of what,
yeah,
nine?
No, it's more likely that they go winless.
Yeah. Three?
Can they win?
What do you bet on one, winless or win three?
Three Big Ten games or
yes.
Just three games?
Three Big Ten games out of their nine.
Oh, no. It's more likely that they go winless.
Two?
Than win.
You know, I mean.
Winless.
See?
One?
That's a problem.
I could give them one.
That's a problem. And it's, you know.
It's hard to find the win, though. Like,
yeah.
Rutgers is better. And by the way, when you play at Rutgers this year, you're going to be playing against your former quarterback.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, you don't get Northwestern this year, just like you don't get Oregon, so I guess that's a wash. But
Gopher fans, how do you feel? 651-461-9226. This could be rough. And I go into every single year kind of having the I don't know what the expectations are for Gopher football. I felt that way for the last 3 years because we're always predicted to be the worst or one of the worst teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
and we always find a way to get to a bowl game. This team ain't going bowling this year. I just don't see it. I don't see how it's going to stack. The schedule's way too tough. Way too tough.
Well, the conference is too tough.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's not going to get easier. You can schedule more patsies at the beginning of the year, but you're still going to have to play a Big Ten conference schedule, and you might miss a couple. You know, look at this year. You don't have Ohio State. You don't have Oregon, as you said. But you know what? There's plenty of good teams to go around, and you're going to have to play enough of them.
Oh, I'm getting depressed, man. This sucks, dude. This really does suck. And one of the things about like professional sports, any sport really, when you start the year and you feel like your team has no shot, that sucks.
Yes.
That sucks. When you feel like you've got no shot at all, that's not a good place to be.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to feel like they have a chance.
And you get to that first game, and it's going okay. You got a late lead, and then you lose it, but you have a chance to win it at the end, and you get the fireworks after a missed kick.
All right. There is another nugget about Gopher football, okay, that I have to speak on, and I want to get it out the way early because I know that I'll catch grief about it. I know that I'll catch flack about it. So we'll just get it out the way. We'll do that next year. Henry Lake Inn for Chad Hartman.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.